Gary Pearson is with us. He is the president and CEO. That's chief, what's the E stand for?
Executive officer.
Executive officer of the North Platte Chamber and Development Corporation. You work hand-in-hand with the city on finding new business for the city, and you're coming up on your 10 years here in North Platte. We go back to Sydney when I got my first radio job in Sydney in the spring of 87.
Wow. Yeah, that's time flies when you're having fun, huh?
Yeah, we just had a time warp here and see you right away after I started here. And and I knew you were over here because I'd heard about that. But you've been here almost 10 years doing a great job. It is a thing, you know, I don't think the average person, if you ask them, well, you know, they want certain things in their town, but most people aren't thinking, you know, as big as we're going to talk about today with Amazon coming into town. But you always want to be have things for your people, but you want to have certain things established to make it attractive to attract other businesses. And that's kind of your job, isn't it?
Absolutely, Corey. We have a very unique organization, and we're a combined Chamber of Commerce and an Economic Development Corporation. We're just a little bit shy of 700 members, business and organizations that belong to our group, and we also are basically hired to be the economic development arm for the city of North Platte, as well as Lincoln County. So
you almost said Cheyenne.
Yeah, I know. You got me. You got me thinking old times here,
yeah.
Corey. So
yeah.
No, they and it's a great partnership because we got on our board of directors. We also have the school and the college, their advisory board members, and we have 12 business members on our board, and then a representative from the city and a representative from the county. So we keep everybody on the same page. And we talk very confidentially. Everybody signs a non-disclosure confidentiality agreement, anything that we discuss. So the whole idea is to keep everybody informed of everything that's the groundwork, what's going on. There are certain projects that we have to sign NDAs. This is one of them that you referenced. That, and we keep that very tight circle, you know, to where we don't share that information even in a board meeting. We just say client. They all seem or tend to have a code name. This one was Project Bulldog. And so they used that code name when they were working with the city on the things they had to do to go through the city process. Mm-hmm. But then as well as with us, once we signed the NDA, had a pretty good idea. what was going on, who they
were.
So
how many people initially, how tight of a circle was this that knew about this Amazon project?
Well, I'm not sure who all from the city actually signed an NDA, but in our group it was myself, and in our we had three people on our exec committee all signed an NDA, so they were aware of it. And, you know, when you're negotiating back and forth, and you always want to make sure that you do all your due diligence before you get it out there. And, you know, Sustainable Beef Project's another great example of that. We flew under the radar for roughly 5 months before anybody really knew what we were working on, because there's a lot of hurdles, obstacles behind the scene we had to get over. And, of course, you got to convince them, first of all, that North Platte's the right place to do the business. And in this situation, we had our Chamber and Development Corporation. This goes back to the time that the Walmart Distribution Center was recruited into town. We were a separate organization at that time. So what was known as DEVCO, or the Development Corporation in Nebraska of North Platte, actually did the land transaction and everything to lure the Walmart DC in there. And as a result, they bought the adjacent property next door. And this is visionary on the part of the leaders at that time. And then put some infrastructure in to have a business park. The reason you to have a community-controlled business park and that's shovel-ready is very critical when you're dealing with numerous prospects that come through different channels, like through the state of Nebraska or an independent broker or maybe a public power district like MPPD or whatever. If they know that you have a shovel-ready business park where They don't have to mess around with dealing with 25 different landowners trying to figure out where to go, keeping it confidential, trying to go through the infrastructure process, the zoning process, et cetera, et cetera. We can basically cut out of a year's worth of time by having a shovel-ready business park. We take the risk. We have to put all the infrastructure in, you know, so it's not a thing that doesn't have its challenges too, you know, because you've got to pay as you go, basically. And so having that has been very advantageous in a lot of these companies that are now call that area home. We are we have 15 businesses out there now, and 15 different buildings, and Amazon's the 15th. And so as we negotiated back and forth, and trust me, they have a team of consultants, attorneys, environmental people, and it just was a little more layered than what we normally deal with, like a third-party broker that keeps things confidential up until the time that the trust factor's there, both sides, you know, and then we kind of we know what's going on. And we want things that fit the purpose of our business park. And we by having this shovel-ready business park that, you know, a lot of the companies out there have distribution centers, and so we've developed a reputation for that. Walmart DC obviously is the huge magnet in all that, and has proven that North Platte is an ideal strategic location in which to do distribution in all. You go east, west, north, south from here. You have good road systems coming in, so it's worked very well. And we have since that time parlayed that into we're working with an industrial rail park now over by Hershey. In fact, is now part of the village of Hershey, but it was the only location we could find in Lincoln County that Union Pacific would also agree that we could do a rail park, an industrial rail park, because the uniqueness of Bailey Yard coming in here, you have all that congestion traffic, you know, and you just can't slow down the main line. But they were just tremendous working with us the last 3 to 4 years to get that in place. You'll be hearing a lot more about that. We also have established an Inland Port Authority through Lincoln County to complement what we're doing with the development of the industrial rail park. And we were successful in getting legislation passed to the state of Nebraska to help get additional financing to help put that in place. So that's more of a long-term thing that's going to open up all kinds of transloading possibilities, but that would take a whole morning to describe everything going on there. But it's same theory as what the Twin Rivers Business Park is, in that you have something that's shovel ready. We've always been shut out of the idea of being able to recruit industry that needed rail access. So now this has opened that door for the first time in 80 years in Lincoln County. So that's going to have what we hope is a tremendous impact on our economy and future of this area by having that industrial rail park there. In fact, we are now expanding the Inland Port Authority status to the airport with all the new development going on out the airport. We had a meeting this week with some of the key people, airport manager and airport authority members and their engineer to talk about expanding this inland port designation, which we helped get a new legislation adopted where we could expand that far away from where our other port is. And that's going to open up in an air park there. So we can start touting North Platte, marketing it as, you know, as ideal place. So we have industrial development opportunities by ground transportation, by rail, and by air. So that would make us very, very unique anywhere in the Midwest, if not the entire country, you know, unless you get to a metropolitan area when you obviously have all those things. So, but for rural America, rural Nebraska, that's pretty significant. And so by having those things, we market that in a number of different ways. Cassie Condon does our marketing for our staff, and she just does a phenomenal job. We get out all these search engines, you know. So people, they're looking for shovel-ready business park, Midwest, you know, somewhere in like a 6-7 state region, you know, that pops up. And I could point to several examples out of our business park why those companies are there, because
did you reach out to Amazon then?
They actually came to us. Which is by doing all the things that we do, you know, that entices people to at least inquire about it. And if you didn't have a shovel-ready business park, you wouldn't even be in the conversation.
Shovel-ready
means you have the streets, the sewer, the water, the storm water. All those issues have been taken care of.
The zoning. They can go at it if they make the decision. You sign an agreement, they can go at it as soon as they want.
Shovel-ready basically says you submit your plans to the state, to the city, and you can get a permit as soon as we plat. We've already got the plat in, but you piecemeal it off as the number of acres you need for the next project, and that goes through the planning process with the city. They file their building permit, their grading permit, and at that point, when they did that, is when the name kind of leaked out into the community. We had signed the NDA, so we obviously didn't
Who leaked it out? That's what I wanted.
Well, they themselves actually did, because they put their name on some of the public documents.
Okay.
So we take that very serious. We do not do that, and that's why we've made no kind of public comment or statement or anything or announcement. You know, we leave that up to the companies. You know, they put the money in. It's their project. They're the ones that should tell the story.
So it was Project Bulldog up until just a few weeks ago, basically.
Until they filed their first public document, and some of the when they were trying to get the attention of some maybe subcontractors or pricing it out, you know, it sometimes names get associated with on documents unintentionally. So it's the rumor's been kind of bubbling for a while, but. I've told the company officials, I said, you'd be better off just being able to tell a story from day one, so all the facts are straight and everything. Yep. But they have their own way of doing things, and so you'd leave that to them. I mean, they obviously are one of the most successful companies in the world, and they're growing leaps and bounds. I'll always be that advocate for the local home-owned business, and that's where I encourage people to buy their products and so forth.
Yep.
But we all know people buy through Amazon. They just do.
Yep.
And the pandemic accelerated that, tenfold, where people ordered online and so forth. And so this facility is basically a last point of delivery. So things that are going to go out in a kind of a wide region around North Platte, this will be the drop point, and then they'll be distributed from there, as we understand it. Like I said, they officially haven't even announced that, but that's the way we understand it. And we had just put in the new streets, sewer water, to expand the business park to where we have more shovel-ready acres. And I think that got their attention right away, that, oh my gosh, here's the ideal spot that we've been looking for in this region. That we can do all these things that we need to do. And this is kind of a nationwide effort on their part. As distribution centers go, I mean, this is an overwhelming size. It's 35,000 square feet. You compare that to Walmart, which is over 800,000 square feet.
Okay, that gives you a comparison.
It's a mega site that Walmart has. They serve 125 retail stores in 9 states out of North Platte.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a huge statement we can always market North Platte with, as the ideal place as trucking, the transportation network, everything. And now we can add those layers of the rail and the air. And it's just going to make us stronger economically. And the fact that we were working on a rail park actually was very enticing to Sustainable Beef in the early days, too. Later on, obviously Walmart became a minority partner in that project, and they have their own transportation networks. But initially, when it was just the ranchers and the agribusiness people that were driving forward this project, that rail park was very advantageous for them choosing North Platte, too. So one thing always leads to another, and you just got to be ready to react and stay on top of projects and follow up all the time and develop that trust factor, which I think we've established that very well. The confidentiality aspect of it, we take that extremely serious, and so does our board of directors. And, you know, now we're in the middle of $2.3 billion of projects on the ground that are either built, emerging, wow, or in the final planning stage. And we have 18 new housing projects moving forward. And collectively, if you put all their master plans together, that equals 2,400 new housing units. Now, will all of them get built? And how soon? That's the great unknown in the future. But to have that many things going forward at the same time is pretty phenomenal. And it's taken years and years of work and trust and people working together. And that's one thing I've always been an advocate of. If we could get all that energy working together for a common cause, look what good comes out of it. I think historically North Platte had, and they'll even admit it, that you had a lot of headbutting and turf protection and
kind of resistance
and political
to
fighting,
development.
Infighting, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing, and resistant to development, resistant to embrace the kind of programs that you need to have to drive projects forward. And so we've come a long ways, and I think we've gained the trust factor of why these things are important. And we have, the mechanisms in place that consequently has spilled over into the real world where developers now trust North Platte that they can bring a project forward and they'll get approved. Before, I think it was pretty challenging sometimes to get through all that political process in a timely fashion. The people on the city council now and the mayor have done a wonderful job streamlining the process and accelerating that process, because I preach this all the time, and I've been in this business for 40 plus years. Time kills development. Time delays kills development. Seen it happen over and over and over again. So when the project's hot and it's ready to move, you get after it, you get it done. And I tell them all, I say, well, politically, we'll be there right beside you. We're a team in this thing, and we're going to get through the political process and get the approval. And we haven't lost one yet. Now, we've had some that were one-vote margins and some two-vote margins, but the important thing is you got to win. The bottom line is to win and to make it happen. And now you see all these great things happening in North Platte, and we're just clicking on all cylinders. You know, we've reinvented the mall, kind of revitalized the downtown area. The interstate continues to blossom. We're getting the industry in here. You know, Sustainable Beef put us on a worldwide map with what they did. Now we get the rail park, business park, what's happening out at the airport. And it's just it's a feel-good thing. And I think it's really helped change the attitude of the community and the citizens, too, that they're feeling bullish and good about the future, where we're headed, and we're going to be on a great growth pattern, and we just can't screw it up. You know, you never take these things for granted. You never take winning for granted. You work at it every single day, and that's our job at the Chamber Development Corporation, is to win those projects and to win over the community and do it the right way. Some projects come along that they're not a good fit, you know, and or they're somebody is asking for the world and we don't have the world to give them. You know, we have the different mechanisms they can use, and we try to do everything logically. And make sure it's a financial good fit for the community. But it's all going good right now.
So we don't know how we haven't heard how many workers might be locating here involved in this new Amazon development. But we do know it's going to bring I would imagine hundreds.
I doubt that. There'll be a core group of people that'll work the warehouse. And then they'll have a lot of drivers. Sometimes those drivers are contract drivers. They're working part-time. You know, they're trying to do a second job, you know, and make a little extra money.
But to have something that big in North Platte, you know, there's more right. money being pumped into the local economy. So that's a
right.
that's a big thing, too.
Yeah, and now that you have sales tax yep. on online merchandise purchases,
yep.
That is very helpful too, because then you get some of that revenue coming into, and it, this mm-hmm. is crazy, but Nebraska was the last state in America to adopt sales tax on online purchasing, which is just
well, they basically
crazy.
The state kind of left it up to you to estimate for a long time about how much on your online purchases, how much you spend.
Well, you could, they didn't even make it legal, so until the state makes it mm-hmm. legal, you can't. You can't figure it out. A lot of that stuff is proprietary, so you never know where the sales tax dollars is coming from. Unless you have something specific like a EEA fee, like on the District 177, then you know what each one of those businesses, what kind of dollars they generate into the economy. But for the most part, it's proprietary. It's unknown, but you can always do a good guess. And, you know, we've seen record amounts of sales revenue, lodging revenue, building permits. We've just shattered every record the last 3 years, year after year after year. In every one of those economies, we've seen our job base grow. Obviously, our housing growth is going to be significant because every time you put a new housing unit in, that's one more family that's living here and one more family spending their paychecks here, filling those much-needed jobs that we have.
Kind of has a domino effect.
It does. Yeah. And I don't know an employer in town that, you know, say anybody has over 20 or more employees that aren't looking for more workers, you know. And so you're not going to attract that workforce if you don't have an attractive community that they like. They have good schools. You know, having Great Plains Health here is just a tremendous asset. And they do so much for the community. And they are an economic driver within themselves because they serve a medical community the size of the state of Pennsylvania, bringing commerce in here. And then you have all the quality of life things like the walking trails. You have, you know, the bright, shiny new District 177, the downtown revitalization, all the mom-and-pop shops, you know, that call that home. And
all the fields for the different sports things.
Yeah.
The pickleball courts, is tennis
really
courts,
critical.
And all the, you know,
yeah,
the
new rec center now being built, you know. That's another great grassroots success story. The citizens drove that forward. And if you have all those things to where it feels like a good fit for your lifestyle and your family living, then, you know, then you can do that that industrial development where those companies can feel confident they can recruit the workforce here. Because in today's world, it's not so much the workers looking for the jobs, it's the jobs looking for the talent. Just because of the nature of how everything has emerged. But, you know, sustainable beef is a prime example. You know, they probably had three times the amount of applicants as they have jobs open. So that tells you that if you have the good jobs, people will still come. And they like what's going on in North Platte, you know, collectively overall. And it makes it easier to recruit people here, but you got to still have housing because that's where jobs live at night, you know. And, if people are happy in their homes, they're going to be happier in their jobs, happier with their families. And so we've come a long ways in the last 5 years with the housing efforts and with all the things we got on the going forward right now. It's just feeling really, really good about the future.
I'm sure you got several other things in the hopper.
Oh, we do. It's exciting.
You can't get into specifics, but should we expect maybe some more hotels and restaurants to pop up along the way? I think that's what most people care about, you know, anyway.
Well, you know, those things will happen if you create everything else in the community. We've had 23 new restaurants in the last 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
It is crazy. You know, and it puts a lot of stress and strain on the service sector because everybody fights over that same labor pool. But, you know, that's the exciting thing for the consumer.
Competition's good, I always say.
Yeah, the consumer obviously loves it. But, you know, we help anybody that needs help. We're usually the first point of contact where they found the information out from what, you know, the things that we have out there or City Hall. And we share information. There's a great trust factor there. If they're working on something, to make sure we're aware. If we got something going, we maybe can't give them total 100% specifics, but we, you know, filter that information because we got to feel confident that they're going to meet the zoning requirements, the timeline of getting through the political process. I'm talking about, you know, the planning commission, the city council approvals, if various ordinances or improvement districts have to be put in place, if it involves tax increment financing, then you got the community redevelopment authority involved and several layers more of things going on. And, you know, right now we're in the middle of putting together a new city-county comprehensive plan, a city-county housing study. So we had a lot of people involved in those, and we'll, the public hearings will be coming up soon. And so, you know, a lot of good planning's going forward. We're doing that internally with the Chamber and Development, too. We're every 5 years, we have to go through a recertification process to be known as an Economic Development Certified Community. And we put a five-year strategic goal together, and we've got that pretty well buttoned up now and where we're heading the next 5 years. You turn back to our one we did 5 years ago, it's phenomenal. You look at that board, there was 29 goals on it, and 27 have already been achieved.
Oh, that's great.
It is phenomenal. Wow. And you look back, go, wow, we were, you know, we were out there. We took some challenges on. We seed some obvious needs in the community that had to be addressed. Mm-hmm. But to get them all accomplished, it says a lot about the community working together.
So most of your time, is that just you're looking at possibilities and hearing from people and businesses that are interested in locating in North Platte, possibly?
Yeah, it's just a smorgasbord of things. I mean, it just comes at you like kind of like a machine gun, but that's where, you know, you get emails, phone calls, you know, personal contacts. That's where the 40-plus years experience in my world comes in, because I can streamline through a lot of those things. And I have the knowledge base of the background of dealing with all these different projects and developments that, you know, I can develop that trust factor pretty quick that, you know, what I'm telling is a straight story. So I don't think some communities, they necessarily get that information right up front, you know, or I'll get back to you on that type thing. We try to pride ourselves in being on top of it all and driving things forward. And sometimes we work like a dog on something for, you know, several months, if not years, and it doesn't happen. And that's another reason you just don't throw everything out there and tell everybody, you know, because you don't want to be disappointed. But those companies, they want that confidentiality because they don't want their competition knowing what's going on. We don't want other communities to know what we're working on, you know. So confidentiality is a critical key cog in anything economic development related. We've just got a good concept, good team. Great volunteers. Gosh, I can't say enough about all the committees we have and the great volunteers that step up and do so much. And they're just such good people. And, you know, that builds leadership throughout the community. And it's just, I can't say enough good about the people in North Platte who have supported us and have been involved. And it's exciting. And there's another layer of new generation coming up that's getting involved, and so we're going to be a factor for a long, long time to come.
One of the most obvious ways that people are connected to the chamber is if they, you know, like I get the emails about the upcoming ribbon cuttings,
yeah,
and the open houses. It seems like there's at least a couple of those each week, and I've been a part of a few of those since I started working here too. And I like that because, you know, that's one of your many functions, but it's a way of saying welcome to North Platte, even if it's just like a grand opening or a remodel, a changing of space, and like the Red Cross did a few weeks ago, too. I went over there and just talked to the lady in charge about what they're doing to make things better for their customers, you know.
Yeah. Now, Marla Vang on our staff, our membership and events coordinator, does a phenomenal job with that. We want to make sure those folks know how much we appreciate their investment in North Platte and taking a leap of faith to be a part of this. And it always impresses me when somebody starts a new business, first thing they want to do is join the chamber, because they know that's their calling card of legitimacy and being part of the business community and being part of the team. And so we appreciate that very much. This is a small gesture we do to kind of welcome him into the community. And our ambassadors and chamber hostesses are just phenomenal about showing up. You know, well, we have collectively a lot of people show up in their red coats, their red blazers, their red shirts, you know. Yep. It makes a statement to people, and they just love it. I know when Sustainable Beef had their ceremony of kind of a groundbreaking ribbon
cutting.
Can
you give us a "we did it"?
We did it!
Yeah, I like that.
Well, that was spontaneous. Yeah. That wasn't planned, but, you know, you just kind of get overwhelmed with emotion sometimes, you know, with what's going on. And God, I put 4.5 years of my life and work into that. you know, to get to that point. So it was kind of a release of emotion.
Yeah. It was very genuine, and it was just like, you know, you could tell it was spontaneous and just came from the depths, you know, those years and the culmination of that. And here it is coming to fruition, you know, and then we see it open up just a couple weeks ago. So yeah, it's going to be a great thing. Gary, I wish we had more time, and I appreciate you dropping in, but maybe we can make this a monthly thing.
Sure, absolutely. I'd be happy to
get updates.
Talk about
and
it. Yeah.
I know that, you know, we, like with these non-disclosures, we can't reveal things until they say, okay, we're ready to drop a hint, that we're going to be here, just like Amazon, but at least we can kind of feel the pulse and where we're going and what we're looking at and what we have coming down the pike and keep people aware of that and kind of keep it top of mind.
Absolutely. Anytime. We're an open book when we can be.
All right. Gary Pearson has been our guest, president, CEO of the North Platte Chamber and Development Corporation. You put out a great newsletter, too, every week.
Cassie does a phenomenal job keeping everybody informed. You know, when you send stuff out, you can track it, how many people open. Yep. The open rate on that is off the charts.
Should be.
And it goes to probably 3,500 people who are part of the chamber family. And it's only chamber family gets that information. So, but it's a great way to keep on top of it. And she's make sure that thing is timely and it's fresh and nothing kind of slips by her to make sure that
I'm sure you have that on your website if people want to check that out, or maybe you don't.
Goes,
you have to be a member? Or?
Yeah, it's specific for chamber members. I mean, you want them to have value in their membership. Yep. You know, so if you just open it up.
They're getting inside information.
Yeah.
The general public can't get.
Absolutely.
You got to be a part of it. If maybe somebody's listening, a business is listening, and for some reason they're not yet, you know, they haven't signed the membership and want more information about what that involves, so they could get
we'd love,
hold of anyone.
Yeah, we'd love to visit
office,
with
right?
them about it. They can go to our website, and the membership application's right there.
Okay,
but we're happy to visit with them about it. And you know, there's power in numbers, and there's power in knowledge. And so when you have almost 700 businesses and organizations step up and say,
there's
hey, we're part of this winning team, you know, and that's what we want everybody to feel like. You're a winner. If you're part of us, you're going to be a winner. And we're just going to keep winning.
Be on the right side of history, I guess.
There you go.
Be a part of it. Gary, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Thank you very much, Corey.